Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Steve Davis, snooker legend, join us. He's gone down a very different route, hasn't he, as we're going to discover.
Yeah. And we were back in the pub garden. Great fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We played Sport or Not. We dug that one out from the crypt. So you'll hear an old game of, a new game of Sport or Not. And we were a touch sketchy on the laws, I think it's fair to say. And we had a chat about various things, didn't we? And there was some good news for you, wasn't it, today, Andy?
Oh, very good.
At the top
of
the show.
Yeah.
So don't touch that dial.
Seven minutes past one, and we haven't got a cup of tea yet, have we? But I take it, Andy, you've had no more joy.
No.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
It is bizarre that it's actually disappeared. Somebody
this
knows.
Is, by the way, this is Andy. Andy's slogan mug that went missing about 3 or 4 days ago. Longer than that.
No, put it away Friday, washed it up, put it away in its normal place Friday afternoon after the show. Came in Monday. Where's my cup? It's gone.
It's just bizarre.
Someone's taken it home. But there you go.
It's Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Victoria's just rejoined us. I take it we've got some breaking news, Victoria.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Yes, I've got some breaking news, and this is away from the Tory leadership election, and it's actually some good news for once. Andy Jacobs' missing lame slogan teacup has been found safe and well in Virgin Radio's kitchen. That's Virgin Radio's kitchen.
I looked 3 times in Virgin Radio's kitchen. Someone's
Did you?
Put that back. They've
well,
noticed.
Not well enough, clearly.
No.
I cannot confirm who has taken it. No. We don't have the information.
Can you look into that for us, Victoria?
I can.
Victoria,
do
that was very
get
good.
You and Alex
Dibble,
get on that story. Thank you very much. So there we are. Breaking news.
Funny.
Andy's lame slogan mug has been found. Tea, coffee, or, you know, vodka, as it says on it.
Or, you know, yeah,
the green lid, the turquoise cup. It's a truly ugly item, but he got very attached to it, didn't you?
There it is.
Look at
it,
he's so shout the camera 3.
Yeah,
he's so pleased with it. Prouder than that many people are of their medals for the
Europa
League.
We'll never know how it got there. We'll never know who took it, but somebody felt guilty. They brought it back, and there it is. But good,
Chris Evans took a shine to it. You think Chris did?
I reckon it was.
Yeah, it might have been his
I'm
morning
blaming
mug.
Chris Evans.
It could be. Yeah.
Now we're all incredibly excited. The fixtures are out this morning, but
they
one
are.
Person who won't be seeing any of the games or going to any of the matches is the old soldier who wrote to the Daily Star today. I'm afraid he's a recipient of today's life ban for this one.
Yeah.
Watch the England versus Scotland match in the Women's World Cup because they knew they'd be watching. Oh, 6.1 million people, rather, watch the England versus Scotland match because they knew they'd be watching a team that play with pride and guts instead of the prima donnas that fall over at the slightest touch. You mean the ones that got to the semi-final last year in the World Cup? Don't worry about it. They are more worried about driving a better car than their teammates and how much they're getting paid. There you go, mate. You won't be watching any
so
of the games.
So that's now 3 people you've forbidden to watch any men's football next season.
That's it.
But I still can't get it. Have you thought about how you're going to enforce this? You can't be. You're going to have to take on 2 staff to follow these people around.
I am.
Yeah.
I think I can.
I mean, if you're
it.
Really committed to this, you
I
can sit
committed.
Here and make sort of empty threats about you can't watch football next year. But it's like a banning order, Andy. How are you going to enforce it?
Well, I'll give it some thought.
Okay. Which means I've no idea.
I've no idea.
Yeah. Poor Mark Fillmore said, I'm so thrilled with the breaking news from Victoria there. I haven't slept for 2 days. I know people were very upset for you, Andy.
I was upset as well.
Theft is not a good thing. I was going to send you to counselling.
I didn't think it was theft, but there we go.
Yeah, it's back. It's back.
Yeah, no, I did quite well last night because I didn't watch the first half of the France-Norway game. I came in on the second half and it was actually quite a good game. Brilliant own goal, if you haven't seen it. It's
beautiful
bizarre.
Finish. It was Clive Allen-like in that season, 87. Brilliant. It just opened up her body, just slotted it right in the corner.
She could have put
she?
It anywhere. Yeah. It was inexplicable, really, and she felt that too. I was thinking, though, you don't see a lot of clattering in women's football. There was a late clatter when, but you don't see a lot of players like, you know, really clattering yeah. each other.
You don't see a lot of rutting, do you? You don't see a lot of the old heads
oh,
together.
Oh, no, you don't see any of that.
Why don't you see, but why, you know, why not? Well, I tell you who's got.
Because rutting is a male stag. Male stags rut.
Yeah, if you're playing,
female
if you're,
stags don't
you know,
rut.
I think if anybody's going to rut during this World Cup, it's going to be Lucy Bronze, who has got something about her. She was kicking off the other day when she wouldn't give Scotland the ball back, and she was giving it to the ref. So I think if anybody's going to go foreign to foreign with a player, it may be our Lucy, actually.
It was another brilliant example of the advantage rule not being played, I don't think, properly. And I think it needs changing. If you don't accrue an advantage, it should be brought back. I just think it should be like rugby. Yeah. So, David Ellery, why are you messing the rules of football and ruining the game? Why don't you tend to this one that actually might be a better idea?
You haven't seen the best goal I've seen so far in the tournament was scored by Nigeria.
I haven't seen it. They,
the first goal was an own goal against South Korea. Mm. Second goal, lovely kind of curled ball into space from the kind of in their own half into the sort of right channel. Lovely run into the right channel, round the keeper. Very difficult angle once she's got round the keeper. Slots it in.
No, you do. I tell you what, you do see some. I mean, the pass that set up the French own goal was delightful. There's a sort of disparity in women's football, I think, between the best and the worst of it. I mean, that's one of the differences, I think. But it's been enjoyable, and I thought you know. It was fun. It was a good game, and France were a bit lucky, really. But there you go.
I think Friday evening, the England-Argentina game. Oh, yeah. Pretty decent audience.
I'm going to watch that. Yeah. Be good. What else have we got?
So, fixtures-wise, Manchester United. Oh, yeah. Is that Manchester United at home for you or away?
No way. Away
that's
on
a,
the
that's
Sunday.
That's a tough old start.
Yeah, it's a tough game, really. They'll have about £400 million worth of new players, and we won't. It's a funny club, Chelsea. I mean, I think they were making the point in the last show. Sam was making the point. They have to appoint a manager. You know, hanging on for Sarri, whether he's going to, you know, get £5 million for him, you know, really, in the terms, great scheme of things, it's no
point. Yeah, but look, they will be lining someone up. If it's a matter of horse trading about compensation.
Last year they did this, and they left Sarri with so little time, and Conte started pre-season. It's ridiculous. Sort it out now.
You've got about 4 weeks. You've got 4 weeks till they come back, Andy, really.
You get sick of all this petty, you know, over what for them is not a lot of money, I don't think, but there you go. But this piece in Rod Little I thought was a very odd piece this morning. This is about the Women's World Cup. He says, a team of men, any men, would beat every team in the competition with ease. And you think to yourself, that is the most ludicrous thing you could ever write about men's and women's football. You can make that point about any sport. Usain Bolt would beat any woman in the world. So don't have, on that basis, don't have 100 metres for women. Mm. You know, men's hockey team would beat any women's hockey team. On that basis, don't have Great Britain's gold medal winning team in the Olympics because, you know, you don't want women's hockey.
If Sam Queck's listening, she may take issue with that. I don't know.
No, I'm making the point.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
No, I'm saying that she thinks they possibly couldn't beat the men.
Well, maybe they
could.
It's daft to compare it like that. Well, I thought it was a very, very strange piece there. But there you go. What else have we got here? Yes. You see that golfers are struggling to play sky-high hotel prices at the US Open.
Really?
And you think to yourself, really? I mean, however high it is, you know, they earn a fortune, golfers. Even the bloke that comes like a sort of 250...
Domingo Hospital.
Yeah.
You
know, it's...
Is he still going?
I doubt it.
I think he's now a soap opera in America, a daytime soap, isn't he? We used to love him, didn't we?
Domingo Hospital.
We used to love him. Yeah, he was the lowest ranked player on the money list. Yeah, he was still on good money.
I'll have to check it. But, you know, I was surprised to see some of them hired Winnebago type things, you know.
Okay.
And well, Colleen Rooney has sent Wayne an anniversary message on social media.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Just send him a card like everyone else. I don't get these public displays of affection. Mm. Why have you got to let everybody know? It's really odd. If you want to say something to him, send him a nice message. I don't get it.
Or speak to him.
I just don't get the idea of putting it on social media. It seems like pointless to me.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast
from TalkSport.
We spoke to Nigel Pearson earlier on, who's in Prague for the Speedway. Mm. And I mentioned whenever I go there, I look for the world's remaining CNA. Yeah. But of course, when you say something like that, you discover there's a lot more CNAs spotted this week, says Peter Hawkins, in, is that Celle High Street, C-E-L-L-E, High Street, or Keller High Street in Germany. I was in Prague 2 weeks ago. CNA definitely still there.
Oh,
there
good.
Is a CNA in Ostend. And
is
I will
there?
I will call in August while I'm on holiday, says Dave Yates. And it was a Scream who gave us that info before. There's a CNA in Amsterdam. No name on that. CNA going strong in Belgium and the Netherlands.
Oh, great news.
Yeah, great news. And there's one in Nice as well. And there's one in Bruges. And there's one in Budapest. And you may be interested to know that
I'm
in the
not
last
interested in any of this
yeah,
at all.
Dave Cook. I know you look. I don't think you did much of your shopping at CNA.
Not really, no.
I went to CNA Ilford for my lumberjack jacket
did
when
you?
I was a kid. Remember
you do
those?
Love a bit of outerwear.
I went for my lumberjack jacket and my copy of Queen's Night at the Opera, bought on the same day near
really?
Christmas. Anyway, you may be interested to know that in the last couple of years, Andy isn't, my wife and I visited CNA stores in Vigo in Spain and Kerpa in Slovenia on cruise stops. Blimey, what a cruise that was, the CNA
great,
cruise. Thank you, Dave Indalo. Good man. So, yeah, thanks for all your CNA knowledge. But, Nige, I'm sure we'll be tweeting the picture back. It's just a bit of a relic
oh, yeah,
of our past.
I'd say it is, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Andy was Andy lived at the top table. If it was nothing but Harrods and Selfridges for Andy, Fortnum's. He wouldn't have sullied, in his youth, wouldn't have sullied himself with a CNA, definitely.
Oh, now I'd be glad to go there.
Yeah.
Now, looking at the Royal Court Circular this morning, the Princess Royal, Fourth Warden of the Fishmongers Company, attended a strategy meeting at the Fishmongers Hall. And you think, what strategy? Sell more fish.
Maybe she just goes and shouts at and drops the mic. Also, she's only the Fourth Warden. I mean, she's fairly kind of high up the pecking order.
Yeah,
who are one, two and three?
Is
Biggins one? Biggins is, I don't know, I mean, to be only be the Fourth Warden of the Fishmongers Society.
Yeah, who are, if you know, tell us.
Yeah.
Probably the same people who knew about CNA.
Yeah, probably. They'll probably definitely know about that. What's the pecking order at the Fishmongers Society?
Good news for the moose, though, talking of fish.
Yeah.
Eat tuna and live longer, it says on the Sun today.
Wow, because so that's all he ever eats, isn't it?
Well, that
moose?
Is, really. He loves a bit of tuna.
He likes
to
microwave tuna, doesn't he? Which it goes down a storm in the office.
Not great, is
I don't
it?
Think he's able to do that here, is he?
And Griezmann, we mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
He's grown his hair out. I mean, honestly, talk about Nan's hair. All he needs is a blue rinse. That's it.
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny look. It's got a bit unwieldy, isn't it?
Oh, it's unwieldy. But there you go. Never mind. He's a good player. I've done the life ban.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Stephen Dennis is coming in tomorrow from Neighbours.
He is, yeah. Paul Robinson.
I'm very jealous. Denise Van Outen's landed a part in Neighbours.
She really?
Yeah. She's acting.
Well, look.
With him over here,
if you go over there, you've more or less been told that if you go over there,
oh, yeah.
Dr. Carl, Alan Fletcher will get you in the background. That I just wouldn't trust you, though. You are the world's worst actor. And even as an extra, I'm fairly certain you'd look right down the barrel.
Right.
They just get to the end of a really dramatic scene where Carl says, Susan, I'm leaving you. That's it. And then he just walks out, and then it goes, says, cut!
Why has he suddenly turned into Paul Breen Turner?
Yeah, yeah. But then there's just, I mean, why have we had to, we can't use that. Or they think that was the most dramatic scene in the history of Neighbours.
Yeah.
And then they look, and there's a bloke right in the background, you know, looking right down the barrel, looking right
up
into the camera. We can't go with that. We're going to have to do take two. It's the greatest take of Alan's life.
Oh, yeah.
He never performs like that again.
He'd be disappointed, wouldn't he,
yeah.
Really? Trevor Bayliss, the England cricket coach, isn't a fan of Sheldon Cottrell's salute.
He isn't.
And it's a funny one, this, because I like a bit of character in my sportsman. And the first time I ever saw it, I thought, yeah, that's funny, that's great.
Yeah.
He was in the army or whatever military background, and he likes it, and he's a good bowler and everything. But it is a bit annoying. He does it every single time he takes a wicket.
Yeah.
You think, yeah, I get the idea. You know, but
Trevor Bayliss, to be in context, was kind of half joking. It was quite tongue in cheek the way he said it. When you hear it, he sort of said, you know, but I mean, anybody over 40 would find it that way. I mean, basically, saying he's a bit old school.
Yeah.
He didn't have a major problem with it, really. I don't think don't turn it into something it's not. There was also a CNA in Leipzig.
Oh, is there really?
Good news, Andy. Says Stu.
Great news. I love it when people do this when they text the national newspaper and they say, looking at your recent pictures of Michael Barrymore, it seems he's changing into David Attenborough. Anyone else notice this? No.
No,
not at all.
Not really. You're not even getting a single. You're not even getting a quick single for that. Definitely not.
And, a couple of good races at Haydock today.
Yeah.
The 7.30 is the Janine Birch Halfway to a Century Handicap.
Nice, that sounds good.
And 8 o'clock is the Andy and Rachel Are Getting Married Handicap.
Great, aren't they? I do like these.
Yeah.
And what else have we got here? Oh, yes, this bloke says, also wrote to this star. He said, can anybody help me? When was the last time?
Is that all he says? He's going to have to put some meat on the bones. What does he say? Can anybody help me?
It's just ridiculous. Can anybody help me? When was the last time the BBC produced anything funny? Fleabag, Live at the Apollo, Ramesh Ranganathan, Mum, Anish Kumar, all total liberal lovey dross and not in the least funny. And you think, well, not really. Fleabag was brilliant. Live at the Apollo is just a load of different stand-up comedians. You can't really judge it like that. Ramesh is really popular. Mum, I enjoyed. I thought was really good.
It sounds like he'd enjoy our old mate Brendan. If he's seen, he'd probably watch Mrs. Brown, wouldn't
he? I like that too. So, you know.
Yeah.
Michael Holding's not very happy, and I don't blame him. No. I mean,
Is he not a fan of Live at the Apollo?
No, he's not. The head of the host
Mikey
broadcast
in the front row at Live at the Apollo, not laughing at any of the jokes.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
The head of cricket at Sunset and Vine, who provide the ICC feed for the tournament, the host broadcasters, basically sent out an email saying that the duty of the commentator is not to judge or highlight mistakes, even though occasionally we're privy to footage which gives us access. And you think, for goodness sake, and Holding has taken exception to this because he was commentating last week when West Indies were playing Australia.
Yeah.
And he criticised the umpires, but he was absolutely 100%. It was some of the worst umpiring you will ever see in your life. Chris Gayle was given out twice, three times, he had to review it. There was one that he ended up reviewing it, but you think, that's going to hit long leg. You can't possibly think that's hitting the stumps. So Michael Holding, who's seen so much cricket, surely he's entitled to say that was poor umpire. This idea of sort of whitewashing coverage, and I hate it. I think it's really an insult to the viewers.
Well, I suppose
the viewers can see it was rubbish umpiring. There's no point not saying it.
There's always that fear, isn't there? You know, if you're an independent production company, you may be slightly in fear of losing, getting on the wrong side of the ICC and losing the contract.
Well, the ICC are wrong too.
Yeah, if you're going to give Mikey the job, he's got to be allowed to do it, hasn't he?
Well, he is going to carry on, so that's good
because he's very good at it.
That is a good thing, really.
I've got a question for you. I don't know if you can answer it. Maybe it's one for people who watch a lot of Blackburn, but it strikes me that I know Bradley Dack's attracting some interest from Villa and Brighton, and Tony Mowbray's hopeful they can keep him. But he's kind of Lampard-esque, isn't he? He scores goals, he makes goals. I just wonder, he's one of those players, maybe we had it with Jordan Rhodes, he's going well, and you think, could he do it in the Prem? You know, it's only one way to find out, of course.
Madison, a lot of players do well in the Championship.
Some do, some do.
Dele Alli. I mean, you've got to trust
your judgment, player haven't by you?
Player. You know, I was telling you earlier that Colleen Rooney sent Wayne a sort of anniversary greeting on social media. And I was saying, it's ridiculous, really. I don't know why they do this. But the bottom of the article, I forgot to mention this, fan Zozo Marshall wrote of the couple's devotion. It's so nice to see people work through things instead of on to the next in this day and age. When you love someone, you love them unconditionally. And you think, well, that's true, but who cares what Zozo Marshall thinks? I know I don't.
On that basis, mate, you'd never read any article, would you?
I don't like those sort of...
This is how Twitter reacted to it. The Zozo Marshalls of this world, as Brian Marwood might say.
Very true.
So, Haydock is off, I understand, from Tom Howarth. But hopefully the wedding will still go ahead. So there's no racing, Tom. Thank you for letting us know. Blimey, we missed this one, Chris, in York.
Yeah.
There's a CNA in Rio.
Really?
We never went past it,
no,
did we? Do you remember it?
No, I didn't see it at all.
Yeah, okay. Still there as well in Fuerteventura. So basically going from one, I thought the only one in the world.
To this
there's
loads.
Thousands of them.
Yeah, the only place they are is in Britain.
Yeah, why did they die out there? Well, let's bring it back. Let's open our own branch of CNA. You worked in menswear, didn't you?
Well, I did, yes. I think I'm well qualified.
Could be an Are You Being Served style business, couldn't it?
I see the producer helping us out, though, in the store.
You could see him?
He's got a touch of the old Mr. Humphreys about him, I think.
Good job he's not old enough to know what you're talking about.
He does know exactly what I'm talking about.
And as our former producer called him, young Mr. Grey, when we tried to teach him about old sitcoms. Exactly. Your mate there who didn't like Romesh and the others, he would have got that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. And pull up a seat and join us now for Hops, Hearty Laughs and Hospitality. The three H's.
Oh, yes.
In the legendary H&J...
How would Goffey say that?
Ops, Hearty Laughs and Hospitality.
Of course he would.
In the legendary Hawksby and Jacobs Summer Pub Garden. Thanks to our good friends at Grinkin. Oh, yeah. Here we are. We're in the pub garden.
We're in the garden, yeah.
Slipped
yeah.
out of the studios. Near we are in the quick, pub yeah. garden. It's never a dull moment. In the Green King pub garden. And we just
say
there.
That.
And we're having a beer. It's one of the great joys of this section of the show.
We like this section of the show.
We're Green King and cheers. We are today. Cheers. Cheers. We clink glasses, shall we? Here we are. It's actually happening. It's not a sound effect.
No.
We are on the old Golden Hen.
It's beautiful.
Now,
actually.
Looking at this, Andy, I'm no expert, but it has a light golden colour.
Thank you.
Giving it a sniff, I've got black currants and tropical fruits. I don't know about you. Beer, yeah. mainly, isn't it, from your point of view?
No.
You can taste it. And it should be called Andy Jacobs, this beer, because it's described as light and easy with a good level of bitterness, which it sounds like you completely.
It really. Is. Yeah. There is a definite bitterness on the aftertaste. It's nice.
It's a dry finish. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what I'm getting off of it. But there it is. You try nice. It next time. Mm. Try it next time you're in your local
I like that.
Green King. So, yeah, we're just sitting here, just kicking back in the in the pub garden here. And there's the Lone Piper, Green King's Lone Piper.
Yeah, and nice for him to come.
He'll be joining us up
hasn't
in Edinburgh.
Hasn't he heard I hate the bagpipes?
Yeah, you're not a big fan of the bagpipes.
Oh, gosh, there's the worst sound on earth.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to make some friends in Edinburgh in a couple of months' time. That's good.
Good, yeah.
I wonder what else is going on. Should we just get on with it? Let's just get on with it, shall we?
Oh, I quite like that.
Do you like
section.
That? Okay, yeah, let's see what else is happening in the pub garden, then. Well, we are quite near the railway.
Well, that's that miniature train they have running around the garden for the kids.
That's nice. Nice. That's a lovely touch. Yeah. Anyway, let's play Sport or Naught, shall we? We play a game every week in the pub garden, so let's play Sport or Naught.
Well, they brought back Celebrity Squares and they're bringing back the Generation Game with Miranda off of... what's that show called again? Oh, yes, Miranda. So I suppose it was inevitable they'd resurrect more desperation in the guise of nostalgia with Sport or Naught. Still somehow getting away with it and asking the questions, it's Paul Hawksby. Meanwhile, blocking people on Twitter, fiddling with his infernal water app and nominally keeping score, Andy Jacobs.
There we are. It's about 3 years old, Beaky did that. They brought back the generation game, but Miranda didn't do it.
It was Mel and Sue,
and it bombed Beaky.
I'm not on Twitter.
He's got rid of the water app. Because he was in the loo too much. Kept telling him to drink water.
Yeah.
But we are still getting away with it, kind of. And it is time for Sport or Naught. A very, very simple game. Six questions. Are they sport? The six names I'm going to give you. Are they sport names or are they not? Naught. It's as simple as that. You've just got to spot them. If you get them right, let's bring our contestants in.
Oh, yeah.
Tom is a Sheffield United fan and probably waiting outside for Frank Ribery to turn up. Hi, Tom.
Hi there, lads. How are you?
Yeah, you excited by the prospect?
Who Sheffield United got first up?
Oh, yeah, who's your first game?
We've got Bournemouth away.
Oh, Bournemouth. Mm. Not the glamourable tie you want. But anyway, look, there's plenty of time to play.
That'll be an attractive fixture.
Everybody else. Yeah. That will be a decent game. It'll probably be last on Match of the Day, but through no fault of their own.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. let's say hello to Dave, the Chelsea fan. Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
Yeah, we're not so bad.
Right,
now,
Dave.
Boys, have either of you heard Sport or Naught before? No?
I haven't actually,
no. Okay, well, not to worry. Let me explain. Six names. Are they sport? Are they not? You've just got to tell me when you hear the name, it sounds like a sports person or not. Simple as that. You just say sport or not. That's your only role. Now, somewhere in there is a horse. When the horse comes up, you'll hear this.
Horse?
Yeah, that's it. And
well, you only hear it afterwards. You won't hear it before. In other words, what would be the point?
No, you won't hear it before. No, don't overcomplicate something that's going to get too complicated anyway. If you think you hear the name of a horse, just say sport and horse. And if you get that right, you'll get an extra point. But once you've used your horse, you can't go horse again, basically. Now, you can also...
Great rules.
You can also double up your score. You can double up your score by playing your joker. And if you play your joker... You'll hear this.
Jokanović.
Yeah, we first started doing that when he was quite terrible at Chelsea,
but he's had
a brilliant managerial career since, hasn't he? So that hasn't really dated particularly well, much like
What's
us.
What's that? They're closing the pub garden.
Yeah, apparently they want to send us all inside because it's raining. So that's it then, sport or not, quite straightforward. Okay. We now need to toss the coin, the Jeremy Silverstone Memorial Toss. Tom, you are up first. Heads or tails, Tom?
Tails.
What is it, Andy?
Heads it is.
It's heads. So, Dave, we'll let you go first. So, Dave's going to kick it off, and Tom will go second. And so, are you ready to play sport or not? Even if you're not tough, here we go. Should we have some music bubbling under it?
Well, that's what we normally do.
I think it might be, because it may be a touch dry.
let's
have a little bit of music bubbling. I don't know if we're in the position to have music and the pub sound effect bubbling at the same time.
I don't know
if we have
it's
the
mixing.
Same. I think look, if we haven't, it doesn't matter. Let's just get underway.
King Herod's fan will be able to sort it out.
I'm sure. Now, Dave, the first name. I want you to tell me if this is sport or not. Danger Fourpence. Danger Fourpence, Dave. Is that a sports name or not?
Not.
You're going naught for that one, Dave. Tom, what do you think? Danger Fourpence.
I'm going to have to go with naught as well for
You're
that one.
You're going naught. Okay. Have you got any idea who Danger Fourpence is? What does it sound like to you, Dave? What makes you think it's not sport?
It's someone who does stupid stunts.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. Beaky, is that sport or naught?
Sport.
No, boys. Yeah. What do you mean, course it is? Danger Fourpence is a Zimbabwean footballer.
He's tremendous.
He was a very good player,
He's worth more than two bob.
He certainly is. So, there we are. So, nil-nil, Andy, I understand.
You're keeping the score.
This is your role,
yeah,
apart from
my role,
undermining me. So, nil-nil.
And sitting here drinking a nice pint of IPA.
So we switch now to Tom. He'll go first this time. And Dr. Will Tickle. Dr. Will Tickle. Tom, is that sport or not? Could be a catch question, could be straightforward. You've got to sort that out. Dr. Will Tickle, what do you think, Tom?
I'm going to have to go not again for
You're
that
going
one.
Go not, Dr. Will Tickle. What do you think, Dave?
It's got to be not.
You're going not. Okay, Beaky?
Nought.
It is well done. He's a chiropractor in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Of course he is.
Doctor, it's a good name, Doctor. It sounds like something from a Carry On film, doesn't it?
Will Tickle.
They're played by Jim Dale. Dr. Exactly. Will Tickle.
That's Tom one, Dave one.
Yeah, one all. Very exciting. Back to Dave then, going first. Here we go. Scientific map. Scientific map. MAPP. Is that sport or naught, Dave?
Naught.
You're going naught, scientific map. What do you think, Tom?
I'm going to have to go against Dave and go sport.
You're going to go sport on that one. Al Graham.
Without any shadow of a doubt, that's sport.
That is sport, yeah.
High school map.
Basketball player that did very well in Florida. What a name, Scientific Map.
Yeah, it's a tremendous name, isn't it?
So don't forget, there's a horse in there somewhere, boys. Feel free to jump in whenever you feel you've spotted the horse and maybe get... Oh, and you've got your joker. When you're certain about one, you can play your joker and...
It could have been a horse, Scientific
double
Map.
It up. Could've, it could have been. That's what I thought they'd go for, but they were probably sketchier on the rules than I am. So, Dave. Tom, you're first. Dangly Don't Ask. Dangly Don't Ask, Tom. Is that sport or naught?
I'm going to have to go naught.
You're going naught for Dangly Don't Ask. Okay, what do you think, Dave?
Sport.
You're going sport, Dangly Don't Ask. Let's find out.
I'm Sportacus. No, I'm Sportacus.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, blimey, Beaky.
It was like...
That was weird,
Jim
wasn't it?
Steinman next door. It was today's horse. Dangly Don't Ask. It actually is not today's horse. It last ran at Newbury last October.
Really?
But it's a horse.
Well, good.
But it is sport.
What's happened to it?
Well, that means, I don't know.
It's gone the same way as CNA.
Don't Ask. It's a gelding. So odd they called it Dangly. So,
it's very true.
So sport. So that what's the score now? That means Dave
two,
got one
two.
Point.
Tom 2, Dave 2.
2-2. Very exciting. You can't go for horse. The horse is gone, boys. Forget that. But you can play your
joker. You can play your joker for double points. Could be
Tom,
crucial.
Dave, Tom,
don't forget.
Okay, Dave. Here we go, Dave. Lancelot Super Sad. Lancelot Super Sad, Dave. Is that sport or naught?
I'm going sport and I'll play my joker.
Sport and playing the joker. Very confident that Lancelot Super Sad is a sporting person. What do you think, Tom?
No, I'm going to go with my joker.
Oh, blimey, not messing about. What was the answer, Beaky?
I'm Nauticus. No, I'm Nauticus.
Yeah.
That doesn't work quite so well, does it?
It doesn't work quite so well, Beaky. That is true.
Jokanovic. Yeah,
okay, jokers Beaky. Were played. It's just a lot of shouting, really. It was Naught. He lived in Bridge. He probably still does.
You think this is more organised than last week's house?
He lives in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He fell foul of the law, did Lancelot,
did he?
Super Sad. He got involved with some bad people. I'm standing his corner.
True, so, he's Lancelot super bad.
Yeah, he's not sport. But jokers were played, and
crucial.
I think that gives Tom Crucial. Gives him an unassailable lead, doesn't it, Andy?
It does.
4-2.
It's Tom 4, Dave 2, with one to play.
Playing for pride.
Playing for pride, yeah.
Okay, then, Tom, you could really crush him here with longer. Longer, Tom. Sport or naught?
That's sport, yeah.
That's sport, that. Very confident. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, it's got to be sport.
Yeah, okay, right, yeah. It's, what is it, Andy?
It's sport. Well... I'll speak.
That's how I'm speaking first.
Don't ask me. That's confusing.
That's got sport written all over it.
That's got sport written all over it.
Beaky, what's the score?
So, look, a bit of consolation. The final score, Andy, was...
Tom 5.
Yeah.
Very creditable performance. Dave also did well, 3, but today's winner is Tom.
Well done, Tom. Congratulations. You are the reigning... We may not do this again. Based on that, we probably never will, but you are now the reigning, possibly forever, champion of sport or naught, and you could be signing Frank Ribéry and you're back in the Premier League.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah. So, unlucky Dave. Congratulations, Tom. There we are. Well done to the boys as we dusted off fairly. We never got round to the tiebreak, which was a guy called Andy Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great name, isn't it? Andy Freeze.
It's good.
Andy what do you Freeze. Think? Sport or not, Andy Freeze?
Well, I've seen it. It's sport.
Oh, it is sport. Okay, slightly ruined it.
Yeah.
NASCAR driver. So there we are. That was sport or not.
What about his mum's sister, Auntie Freeze?
Could be, yeah. So we are in the summer pub garden, thanks to... goodness me. Green King. We'll be chatting to Steve Davis, about possibly, if he's still there, very shortly about his trip to the Glastonbury Festival.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, that is the sound of Utopia Strong, Brain Surgeons 3.
Wow.
And you think, why are you playing that on TalkSport? Well, because part of the band is a legend of British sport, the great snooker player Steve Davis. And he joins us now. Hi, Steve.
How you doing? I didn't think I'd ever hear that being played on talks, but I just can't believe it. What's going wrong? What's the world coming to?
They're going to be showing it. Going to be playing it on Sky soon behind all the goals. Well, no, that'd be good, wouldn't it? You know, you've arrived then. So this one, we know you've DJed, Steve, and you're kind of big time into your music, all different sorts of music. We had you down as a bit of a funketeer, a bit of a soul man, but you like a bit of prog as well, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you never know where your life's going to go, and it's a very strange process that's got us to making a record and a credible one as well on a proper record label, Rocket Records, but Rocket Recordings. But it's you know, the journey, like, you know, I don't suppose you two ever thought you were going to be doing like the most successful sports program. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
No, that's right. So,
you never know.
We still don't.
So as a result of doing DJing and then bumping into another friend of ours, DJ with Carlos Tarabi, who's like front man at Gong and everything, and bumping into another great musician, Michael J. York, we started to hang out. We started to like the same music we always have done. And we got together and started to just mess around making music. And I sort of got recently into playing modular synth, which is, you know, sort of like quite an esoteric instrument, but, you know, it's achievable. Mm. And the next minute we sort of improvised and made some, you know, sounds. We thought these sound great. So we thought, well, let's see if we can make them into, like, you know, proper tracks. So it was very much a chicken came first rather than the egg. There was no plan. There was no idea. In exactly the same way, there was no real idea to DJ. So the next minute was we made this record and we thought, this is quite good. We like it. So and then we got a record deal with Rocket Recording. So, you know, like it's sort of spiraling out of control. My life's just totally out of control. I mean, Jimmy White's still practicing in a dark room 8 hours a day preparing for the 2020 season, and then we ended up at Glastonbury.
It's amazing.
So
it's a long way from Snooker Loopy.
It is a long way. Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
This is proper music. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been great, would it? Suddenly halfway through that track, we hear pop. The red and screw back. It wouldn't really have worked, would it? So,
having said that, Snooker Loopy Chesnay was a proper.
Oh, it was a classic.
It's a huge hit.
Great songwriters, and it was so sad to see Chaz go.
It certainly was. Yeah. The influences. I mean, sort of electronica and stuff. A bit Germanic and bit proggy. What are the things that you put into it?
Well, you're not wrong in as much as that sort of the type of music I sort of listen to. But, you know, I suppose the word psychedelic music springs to mind. But I mean, nothing's as black and white as one particular genre. But I like different types of stuff. I mean, you know, I very much like sort of a lot of the electronic stuff that's being produced by some clever artists out there. So, you know, that's the road we've both gone down. So there's two of us playing modular synthesizers, and then. Carl was always playing guitar. But, you know, it's quite a strange coming on the sports show talking about it because, I mean, you know, I don't know how much of a crossover there is. But, you know, from a snooker perspective, if anybody had told me I was going to be world snooker champion, I'd have laughed when I first started playing the game. If anybody told me that I'm now currently Brain Surgeon 3's on Spotify, you know, I have to pinch myself. And even worse, or even better, if that's true, we're going to be doing like live gigs to back up the record when it comes out in September. Yeah. And so, you know, so I've had to register for PRS. I'm effectively a musician. What's going on?
That's brilliant.
Now, some bands often they'll have a kind of a bez like Happy Monday, some dance, and or you'll have Chaz Smash with Madness. So I like the idea of Dennis Taylor being your bez from the Happy Mondays. I can see Dennis down there with the maracas at Glastonbury.
Yeah. We could have a sort of the yin and yang. We could have happy Dennis, and then we could have miserable Stephen Hendry on the other side of it. So the balance, he's not miserable actually. He's a great laugh, but yeah. he could be the opposite. So we could have whichever type of track. It's a bit like a cuckoo clock. Whichever one comes out, or the weather clock, weather vane.
When will you be playing? Or what? Where are you playing at Glastonbury? At what time, Steve?
Well, we're DJing at Glastonbury, but we're also playing at Glastonbury on the Sunday. We're actually playing sort of secret gig, although it's not so secret now, in the Crow's Nest on Sunday night. Hmm. But that's sort of, yeah, we're in our early stages of formulating our live thing. But we're all systems go for Hackney, the Oslo venue in Hackney. We're supporting Teeth of the Sea on the 5th of September, and the album comes out on the 13th, which, really? You know, it's a long way in the future, but I mean, I'm just basically going to be more nervous than the 85 final.
So, Utopia Strong, Brain Surgeons 3 we just played, you can see the guys in action, as Steve just said. Just very quickly, another little story a day of somebody else getting out of their comfort zone, a snooker player. You've seen this. Sean Murphy is going to try and qualify for the Open at Portrush.
How brilliant. Well, he's a scratch golfer. And what a great... I mean, here's the thing. Don't get... You know, he knows where he's up to in the world of golf. But what a great thing to be able to say you've done, put on your CV and you say you've done, to actually turn up and play in the qualifiers. Good on him. And also, I mean, Martin Gould, another snooker player, is an exceptional darts player and was considering doing a similar thing. But I mean, I tell you what, I'm in full admiration. I mean, a few people have criticised Sean for saying, oh, you know, stick to snooker, you know, you need to get your career going and all things like that. Why not? Why not enter? It's only going to be a blip. It's only going to be once. There'll be a lot of interest, and it'll be great to see.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return tomorrow. Jimmy Anderson joins us. Gary Stevens, Honest Gaz, of course, former Spurs and Brighton defender. And Paul Robinson from Neighbours. Is Paul in a big plot at the moment? Is he in a big plot line?
Not especially, but he's always featuring, so yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All right, well, then you'll have to carry that one for me.
I will, yeah.
Good stuff. We'll see you tomorrow from one.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.